Oh, we love a major, Gowie. How are you?
Yeah, morning, don't we? Too, second major of the year, and we're in a big chance with the Aussies this week because it's a windswept golf course.
Yeah, tell us about the course.
Yeah, this is Kew Island, where they've held Ryder Cups here, and the last time they held a major here, McIlroy won. It's the longest golf course they play in major history. It's 7,201 metres. That's metres. That's forever. So your local golf course will be about 6,600 metres. This thing has just got teeth on it. And the weather conditions this week, Thursday, 21K. So that coming off the ocean, it will be incredible. So I've looked all through the field, and there's some high ball hitters, one being Bryson DeChambeau, that, if it gets windy, he can't compete here. Like, downwind can be as hard as it is into the wind, because the ball gets knocked out of the sky. And the way this golf course is designed, you can try to go at a pin, and next thing you finish off into the water, or you'll finish off in a bunker. You're really going to have to shoot away at the pins at different times. So it really, really will be a smart man's golf course this week.
Garrett, do those conditions help the Aussies at all?
Yeah, it does. Like, just all of them. Because we go up in the wind here, we really do. The Americans, not so much. Out of the 100-odd, PGA championships, 84 of them, Americans have won this, and Aussies are next at 5. But we never get to see, we never get the golf courses on the ocean in the US that they are windswept in these events. So, and on the US tour, when it gets windy on a weekend, you can see the Americans fall away and Europeans and the Australians and not so much the Asian countries, but they really rise to the top. And the Americans, they really have, all my time over there, they really, really struggled in changing the flight to their golf ball from making one go higher to making one go lower. So, with our eight Aussies, Mark Leishman is absolutely the standout. He's my pick this week. I really struggle between him and Tyrrell Hatton for the favouritism in my book. But Mark Leishman at $34, he won a tournament I played in the US that it did get windy. He won by 12 shots, and all the Americans couldn't believe he shot like 14 under. Nobody else, only a couple broke par at the time. But you've got Adam Scott that can play in the wind. Jason Day can play in the wind. Cameron Smith is exceptional. Matt Jones, he knows how to fight the ball. Cameron Davis, Lucas Herbert, and Jason Scribner, who's a Western Australia, who's in this week, who grew up on the ocean hitting these types of balls. So it's the way that you attack the golf ball. It's the way that you can change the speeds of your golf swing and manoeuvre your way around the golf course, because all eight Aussies know how to play the wind.
How many of these golfers do you reckon will use the range finder, Gowie, rather than the yardage books?
Yeah, that's interesting, Loz, because that tournament that I severely failed in about 6 weeks ago or 8 weeks ago, they had the range finder. It's the first time I'd used one in a golf tournament, and I struggled with it because I play normal golf if we all go out and play and I just zoom in. But when you're playing tournament golf, you really need to know where the greens are moving and carries and all that sort of stuff. And you struggled with that. So I think you won't see a lot of them. I think you'll see the caddy just zoom in just to double check his numbers. But everyone will use their books. There won't be, you'll just keep seeing the books. There's a lot of information in your books. It's all your notes from your practice round. So I just don't think, I like the idea of it, but there's more to professional golf than just, zooming in on a number and trying to hit it to that number.
Now, tell us about the best story in golf for 2021.
Yeah, you guys probably mightn't have seen that last week. The British Masters, a guy called Richard Bland that we've all known for years, he's gone 478 starts, 20 years on tour. He's 48 years of age. He held a 25-footer on the last for a par. For a birdie to get into a playoff against a young kid, Guido, who's won twice this year, to win his first golf tournament. It was the best thing. I just couldn't believe it. He's been around. He's been beaten in a number of playoffs over the years, and he finishes his playoff. He wins. He's quite emotional. But his golf coach, Tim Barrett, he's his coach, and he was the interviewer. So they both sort of broke down. It was magnificent. That's what golf's about. I know we've got our superstars in the game, Tiger, Phil, all of them. But, you know, to see this guy just keep trying and trying because he'd never had a win, and to win after 478, it was, I was a bit teary, actually. He's that type of guy that you look at and hopefully one day he does it because he tries hard. He works hard. He's worked so hard his entire life for this one win. So, excellent.
I see Steve Stricker wants Tiger Woods to be a part of this year's Ryder Cup as his vice captain.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? You know, he's done such a good job at the President's Cup. Everyone looks up to him. He's changed from the Tiger Woods of 10 years ago. He's got mates out there now. He didn't have a lot of mates in the time because he was so focused in what he was doing. And him and Steve Stricker are very, very close. And if he's fit enough to go, he rides around in a buggy, so surely he's fit enough to go. But why wouldn't you have Tiger Woods and the knowledge that he has in the game? And I don't think it'll be interesting from this point on. You know, we don't know. Tiger's talking about, you know, I want to make a comeback. I want to do all this. I don't know if his body will allow him to do that. Tiger still hasn't let us all know how he became the best player in the world and why he was so dominant for so long. When that comes out, I'll be interested. Like, even the questions and my fortunate time to be around him, and I've asked him a number of questions. He doesn't give you much. I asked him about his putting one day, and I said, what do you do with your putting? What do you go through with your putting? He said, I topspin lob it. So what does that mean? And he goes, I just hit it with a bit of spin. That's all he gave me. He gives you absolutely nothing. So, you know, I can't wait till he starts giving some information out. It'll be fantastic.
So just recapping your tips for the PGA Championship. So Mark Leishman and Tyrrell Hatton have something on them both?
Yeah, one is 51. Tyrrell Hatton, great long iron player, and that's why I picked him. He can play in the wind. Really good flighter. These days we call him probably the best long iron player. And the one that I gave you about 4 weeks ago, I've still got a little bit of corn on him. He's gone out a little bit, and I don't know why. He's Matt Wallace at $126. And you can see I have not picked an American in any picks there because I don't know if they can win this week.
Okay, we tab Mark Leishman, $34, Tyrrell Hatton, $41, and Matt Wallace, $126 or $9 to finish in the top 10. Gowie, enjoy your PGA Championship, mate.
Two guys, all on Fox Sports. It starts at 3 a.m., okay, so don't miss that on 5:03, and it only goes for 6 hours, 3 a.m.
We'll be up.
You guys are just getting home then.
That's it. On you, Gowie.
Thanks, fellas.